dancing lady. She had style and class. The woman wore diamonds, I'm telling y'all, that girl had pizzazz. She had big brown eyes, sex appeal. She had one problem, y'all, she would steal. She was klepto, maniac. Yeah, klepto.
I didn't start off listening to blues. I mean, I started off listening to gospel because I came from a Pentecostal background. And matter of fact, at my house, our little radio that we had, no blues ever was played on the radio. I mean, you'd hear gospel music and preachers and things like that. And I was surrounded by traveling evangelists because the church that I went to up in that area, the traveling evangelists would come through and they would stay at somebody's house. And well, basically, they were like traveling blues men, except they were, they'd carried a Bible. And these guys, some of them played guitars and some of them just preached the word, you know. And that was my first dealings with guitar and somebody singing, Ella Utah Smith, Reverend Charlie Jackson. But my uncle up in Clinton, he was a paraplegic. He had got hurt after he got out of the war. He fell out of a tree and broke his back. And because of the society, the way it was back then, he couldn't be admitted in the hospital. So he pretty much got paralyzed from his waist down. And he played guitar when he was in the military, just, you know, just playing. And he loved Jimmy Reed. And I used to watch him sitting in his wheelchair, and he would be playing Jimmy Reed stuff. And so I was about, I don't know, ever since I was just a small kid, he would be doing it. And one day I was 11, and he told me, he said, Larry, you've been watching me do this. He said, you love this guitar, don't you? I said, yes, sir, I sure do. And he said, well, if you tell your mom and them to get you one, he said, I'll show you this little bit I know. And sure enough, my mom and them looked in the Spiegel catalog and found me a guitar. Spiegel and Sears used to be big guitar sellers, you know, and they found me a little M&E plastic with metal strings. And Uncle George, he started teaching me how to play what he played. He played blues. He played Jimmy Reed. And my mom told me if they get me a guitar that I couldn't play with Uncle George play, I'd have to play in church. So the first thing I learned was the Jimmy Reed honky-tonk style, you know. And they made me play in church after about 3 weeks of practice, and I had that honky-tonk. The hell, and one deacon even came to my house and took me outside to tell me, Larry, look, you need to change your ways. Do you know you're headed on the road to hellfire and brimstone for playing the blues? And I tried to explain to him, you know, I'm a grown man, you know, now, and I do not believe that, you know, the music that I play is going to condemn me to anything, you know. And I couldn't make no money playing in church, you know. Everybody wanted you to just play for the Lord. And so I told him, I said, man, everybody gets the blues. And I went and got the Bible, and I showed him in the front where Adam and Eve got kicked out of the Garden of Eden. They had free, no taxes, no garbage collection fees, no problems. And they got evicted. They had to start buying clothes. Eve started having monthly chemical imbalances. They get two kids. One get angry and kill the other kid. I said, don't that sound like the blues to you? And he said, look, I'm through with you. I'm going to go pray for you. I said, please do.
The woman knew how to love you. She knew what to do and how to make you feel. You better sleep with one eye open, cause she would steal. She could pick your pocket while she look in the face. Keep my belongings, we make love at her place, cause she klepto. Maniac. Yeah, she was klepto. Maniac. Yeah, she'd steal. She couldn't help it. And my friends all asked me, Larry, why you hang out with this woman and you know she's still? I said, she can't help it. She's a kleptomaniac. She got the Winona Ryder syndrome. Yeah, she'd steal. But I knew something they didn't know. She might have been a klepto. Everybody knew she was klepto. But I found out she was a nympho klepto maniac. Yeah, she was klepto maniac.
Great story.
So that was based on your life?
Yeah, it was based on a person that I knew.